yesterday we spent a lot of time listening to folks up in Pierre, thanks to the audio from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Wayne Carney's appearance before the Joint Appropriations Committee. And, you know, by golly, after the meeting, now we hear that some of those committee members say that there are going to be bills introduced in the legislature to even get rid of the association, move it into the Department of Education.
That seems pretty drastic.
Which would be an awful, awful idea.
But a bit of an overreaction.
But a guy who was watching it all yesterday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, a good friend, Nate Weck. Hey, Nate, still in Pierre today, huh?
You bet. Yep, I'll be here. I think I got 8 weeks left.
Whoa. Well, hey, there is a lot to do in Pierre, believe it
like
or not.
You're like a Punxsutawney Nate. If you if something yeah. happens in the legislature, you don't come back home for
yes,
8 weeks.
Yes, once the end of February hits, Nate comes out of Pierre. That's what happens. How serious is this bill or bills that may be introduced on trying to get rid of the Activities Association? What have you heard?
Well, right now, a lot of lawmakers aren't going to really bump one way or another. But what they will tell you is that we're in the discussion phase. How serious this discussion phase is, you know, it's kind of hard to tell right now. Because a lot of times this is this type of discussion. I mean, it can either happen here in the Capitol, or sometimes it can happen even away from the Capitol. So sometimes it's hard to exactly know what goes on. It changes on a day-to-day basis. It's really interesting, you know. Tomorrow it could be a whole new ball game again. So it's really interesting. It's kind of a pendulum right now. We're pretty much in a black room. We don't know if the pendulum's on the left side or the right side. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll know a little bit more information on kind of where these discussions are at.
I don't know what the motive is. I have no idea what the agenda is of the Appropriations Committee. I have no idea the reasonings of why they apparently want the association either dissolved or less power. I just don't know what their motivation factor is.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, too, to clarify, the public and lawmakers are still having a hard time even figuring out what exactly the Activities Association is. So for them to really get a firm grasp and say, here's what we want it to be, they first have to dissect it piece by piece, find out what it is, and then go from there. And as we heard yesterday, you know, I thought there was going to be a lot more information that was going to be told about it, but it seems like it kind of, certain things that I thought were going to come out didn't come out, and we're still kind of left a little bit in limbo as to what exactly we have with the Activities Association.
To me, Nate, it seems like an egregious waste of time if they're going to bring something before the state legislature, not even knowing what it is that they're questioning. If you're going to bring something in front of a group and try and get some resolution to an issue, why did they not do the research and find out this is what it is, this is our business model, this is our mission statement? Why did they not find that out ahead of time? Because it almost seems like they were spinning their wheels with all these kind of silly questions that were being asked.
Well, I think part of it was that they felt obligated because they had gotten so many complaints from people, citizens of the state from last week. Everybody left that meeting last Wednesday, and Thursday morning they were either sending emails, calling their legislators, or they were maybe even mailing in a letter to talk about it. And I think they saw the demand of these coming in. This was not a scheduled appropriations meeting, so they had to actually, they've already got, I believe, 12 to 15 hours worth of appropriations scheduled meetings for this week, so they had to add this on to that already. So, you know, to schedule it, I think they wanted to schedule it to show the citizens of the state that they were going after it, trying to find out, do what they can do to find out all they can about this place and get the information that the public wanted. But, you know, in hindsight, to do that very quickly, you don't get a chance to step back and do your own research to find out what they do have before the meeting. And then when the meeting comes up, asking all these preliminary questions.
Yeah, good stuff, Nate. What is it where all the people, what is it, what issue is it that all the people are up in arms of the Activities Association? Because I don't know what it is.
Well, I think it's with the football classifications, of course, and then with these guidelines on these venues, which that, to me, was probably the thing that I took the most out of yesterday's meeting with the Appropriations Committee, just because that I felt like I finally got my guidelines in hand so I could look at them, and I just felt like I had a better understanding about what they were. I thought Wayne Carney did a pretty decent job explaining them during the meeting, and then I had a chance to talk with Josh Krogstad, Josh Krogstrand after the meeting and spoke with him a little bit too, and he says these are strictly just guidelines. We don't want to exclude anybody. The only reason we brought these to the public this last meeting was because we wanted to just inform them
preliminary
of what was going on.
Yep.
Correct. And so it's not a finalized product.
Right. So in those guidelines, what ticked off everybody? I mean, I understand I haven't seen those yet, but what was it in those guidelines that ticked off so many people that they got the Activities Association to the Joint Appropriations Committee?
Well, obviously, you're going to look down. You're going to start seeing some of these newer venues like the Denny Sanford Premier Center and all the amenities and all the things that that's going to offer. So that one of the things they look at is they look at attendance in all these venues. Well, obviously, the Denny Sanford Center, their attendance is way sky high than a lot of these other venues are in, throughout the state. And then you look around at parking, you look at hotels and all that, and Sioux Falls is just off the charts on all these things. And so they start making a little bit of a cutoff when they start putting check marks by which communities falter a little bit below average in some of these categories. And people are like, we do not fall behind in those categories, and they get all worked up about it. And a lot of them took offense to it.
All right, call me crazy, but you're telling me that if the Activities Association, the way it is today, if it looks like they are going to want to have basketball tournaments and more of them in Sioux Falls, that the people outside of Sioux Falls, all of those other towns, and they get to their lawmakers and they tell their lawmakers, get rid of the association, put it into the Department of Education, and then we'll make our lawmakers make sure the rules are right so that we can also get tournaments at our location. Call me crazy.
Well, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen because, I mean, a week ago, my whole perspective and persona on what was going to happen with everything has completely flipped, and then it's flipped the other way, and now we're back kind of in the middle somewhere. I mean, this thing could go any which way. They're going to have to find a way, I think, where they can make where they can make citizens happy in a most general way possible. How they're going to do that, I still don't know, because there's no way you're going to be able to please everybody. I think Krogstrand told me yesterday, you know, I could ask 140 football coaches what they think of the classification, and I'm going to get 140 different answers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they're getting right now, and they're trying to find the middle ground somewhere where they can still take advantage of some of these higher class venues, but still not make everybody so mad at their association.
He's Nate Weck, South Dakota Public Broadcasting, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You know, when it comes to the distributing the wealth throughout the state of South Dakota, I actually had an email, Nate, from a friend of ours, Eric, who listens to the show, and he calls in, and he kind of made the analogy that you would kind of compare this to the Super Bowl. You know, how many people thought that the Super Bowl in Jacksonville was a good idea? I mean, they had to bring in cruise ships for hotel rooms. You know, maybe you can bring in extra, you know, campers with heaters or, you know, something like that into pier
stay in those heaters tubs.
I think the point that he's getting at is some of these bigger communities, like a Portland has never hosted an NBA All-Star game because they just don't have the facilities. If it doesn't work at the major league level with those sort of organizations, why are we doing it here?
Yeah, and it's an interesting question, Tubbs, and you know, that's the question I think that's just going to keep getting hammered by a lot of the citizens in the bigger communities. Because I know Rapid City, they're looking at renovations right now out there on their venues, and you know, they want to make sure that they can keep up with Sioux Falls to an extent. You got Sioux Falls; who knows what they're going to be like, you know, 5-10 years from now? And I think some of these smaller communities, like a Spearfish, or maybe like a Huron, or I guess you could possibly even go to Aberdeen, even though they tend to get a lot more of the fine arts events. But a community like Aberdeen, these different communities with maybe not as much around their areas are starting to feel like they're getting left behind because these other cities are going off the charts.
Good stuff, Nate. We're going to be following if there are any bills that are introduced that will, even one that would get rid of the Activities Association and move it into the Department of Education. We'll follow it, and we'll have you kind of be our eyes, too, up there since you're up in Pier.
Yeah, that sounds good. Any questions, you guys just shoot me an email or shoot me a text or call me. Let me know.
Thanks, Nate.
Good job, Nate. See you, man.
Yep, take it easy, guys.
Nate Weck, South Dakota Public Broadcasting on the Fan Line.